This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The food companies get rich selling people all these toxins, and then the drug companies get rich treating the diseases.
The Health Ranger Report.
And then everybody throws their hands up in the air that we can't afford health care. Yeah, because you're eating death.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Ever since I started warning people about the Bitcoin bubble, of course, I've been attacked by Bitcoin promoters who are calling anybody who isn't on board the Bitcoin cult a, quote, Bitcoin hater. But what I really want to get across to all of those Bitcoin promoters out there today is that I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to keep you out of prison. And I think you don't know what the system will do, to what lengths they will go to maintain control over the global money supply and put people like you in prison. You are being set up as the fall guys. And that's what I'm going to explain here in this podcast. So thank you for joining me today, everybody. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I'm the publisher of bitraped.com, as well as bitcoincrash.news. Now, here's what's going to happen. Number one, the globalists who run the money supply, they depend on that power and control in order to be able to assert their global domination. Whoever controls the money supply controls the world. And they've been doing this for centuries. They've got a lot of experience at it. They run the governments. They run the military, in essence, indirectly. They run the legislators in every country, essentially. And they control the money supply. They control the interest rates, and so on. They see cryptocurrencies as a rising threat to their dominance. So, of course, they have plans to destroy cryptocurrencies or discredit them. Now, how do you do that? Well, you got to learn to think like a globalist in order to understand how they plot and scheme to carry these things out. And here's one very likely scenario of how they're going to do it. Number one, they'll plan a massive false flag attack somewhere, a terrorist attack, such as 9/11. But maybe this time it'll be with nuclear weapons or biological weapons of some kind. So they'll plan a big attack, something very visible, something that can be on the evening news, they can show it over and over and over again, like a mushroom cloud over the city of Denver or something. Who knows? Something big, something visible, something with a lot of bloodshed, a lot of screaming babies, a lot of suffering that they can put on camera. All right? And then, what do you know? 2 days after the attack, they're going to find out the whole thing was funded by Bitcoin. Huh? How did that happen? The whole thing got funded via Bitcoin. Well, then, make no mistake, the federal government will declare Bitcoin to be the currency for terrorism. And all of a sudden, Bitcoin will be outlawed. And anybody holding Bitcoin or promoting Bitcoin will be investigated. And they'll go through all the YouTube videos of all of you people who have been promoting Bitcoin. And they'll just indict you for being part of a vast criminal conspiracy that led to the deaths of, 200,000 Americans or whatever happened. And seriously, this is how they do things. I mean, do you not know anything about, like, look at Charlottesville. Whole thing was staged, right? Doesn't mean it's fake. It happened, but it was set up. I mean, the governor calling off the police, the guy who ran the white supremacist group, turns out he used to work for Occupy under Obama. You know, the guy who rammed the crowd, his license plates were out of Ohio, not even Virginia. Everything was put into place. I mean, go back and look at Oklahoma City and Timothy McVeigh. Look at 9/11 and the World Trade Center 7 building. Go back and look at these events. Look at Waco, Texas, and see how elements of them were exaggerated or distorted or set up to create the appropriate theatrical impact so that the government could go after the groups that they want to control or destroy or discredit. If you know anything about history, you know that the way things unfold is usually not an accident. And if you're a Bitcoin promoter, they're coming for you. You are on their target list. Because Bitcoin threatens, of course, the dominance of the global money system and the Federal Reserve and, all the globalist banksters. So they're coming for you. And all they have to do to discredit you is link you to terrorism. It's a Simple tactic, very easy for them to pull off. And it's not just that. Have you noticed that all of the big buys lately are happening, like surges of big, big purchases? Well, it's not hard to figure out that those are central bank purchases taking place. The central banks are buying up Bitcoin right now and stockpiling it in different wallets and different accounts so that they can sell it en masse. They can have a big fire sale and crash Bitcoin just by selling what they're holding. Remember, you only have to sell about 1 or 2% of the total Bitcoin holdings in order to crash the whole system. The only way it keeps going up is because most people aren't selling because they're anticipating higher prices in the future. The banks are playing on this. And when it reaches some level or some time period that the banks want to crash Bitcoin, they're going to sell like crazy, crash the market. And then all these housewives in Japan, all these people who mortgage their homes in order to buy Bitcoin, they're going to get slaughtered. And you're going to see all these stories in the press about, oh, my God, Bitcoin destroyed this person's life savings. Bitcoin, you know, caused suicides because people lost everything. And they're going to come after you who promoted Bitcoin, and they're going to accuse you of fraud. And you're going to have lawsuits against you by the individuals who lost everything because their Bitcoin crashed. They're going to come after you. And they're going to say you violated SEC rules, you violated securities laws, that you were part of a fraudulent conspiracy that involved funding for terrorism. You see how this plays out? If you haven't figured this out yet, you're really behind the curve. You got to understand, I'm trying to help you stay out of prison. I'm trying to help you not be the fall guy, but I know many of you are so driven by greed that you can't see any of this. You've deluded yourself into thinking that, no, everything's fine. Bitcoin's going to take over the world. The dollar will be obsolete. And the globalists are just going to sit back and let all this happen because peer-to-peer cryptocurrency blockchain will take over the whole world. If you're telling yourself that story, that fairy tale fiction, it can be quite compelling if you run in circles of other people who are also repeating the same fairy tale back to you. So you're in an echo chamber. You're living in a bubble. You're living in a fairy tale delusion land. And you think you're going to come out smelling like a rose. You're going to be rich. You're going to have all this wealth, and the world's going to be a freer place, and the central banks are going to be obsolete, and everything's going to be fine. Well, wake up. Wake the F up, because that's not how the world works. I mean, a lot of Bitcoin people are too young, really, to know all of this, but that's not the way the world works. And in reality, the status quo system is run by a bunch of globalist thugs and criminals who will stop at nothing to destroy Bitcoin, including going after the people who are promoting it, including linking it to terrorism, including carrying out false flags, including crashing the market on command after accumulating a massive amount of Bitcoin by buying it with their fake fiat currency, you see. It's so easy for them to crash the system. It's only a question of when. When will they do it? And I would imagine that in order for them to maximize the impact, they want to get as many suckers involved in the system as possible first. They want Bitcoin to go to maybe $10,000 or higher, who knows, and get a lot of people suckered into it, have people mortgaging their homes or borrowing money to invest in Bitcoin so that the financial carnage is widespread and cryptocurrencies can be discredited for a generation. Because looking back on this a few years from now, Bitcoin is going to be called shitcoin, and the people who promoted it are going to be so demonized and so discredited, they won't be able to launch anything for the rest of their lives, again, without being called, oh, those are the people that ran the Bitcoin con. You're gonna have the reputation of Bernie Madoff, okay? And it's gonna be hell for anybody who is on the record promoting Bitcoin, because you're going to be so discredited and you might end up in prison. You might end up indicted, linked to money laundering, linked to terrorism, prosecuted, thrown in prison, and maybe even sued through civil lawsuits by all the people who lost money in Bitcoin and are blaming you. Because think about it. All they got to do is go to a court and say, oh, I watched this guy's video and he said Bitcoin's going to $20,000 forever or going up forever. And so I mortgaged my home and bought Bitcoin, and then I lost everything when it crashed, and they can sue you. They can actually sue you for that because you told them it was going to go up. You told them Bitcoin was a great idea. Well, guess what? You are culpable for that because then it's going to get linked, you know, to terrorism and linked to money laundering and frauds and everything else. That's how this is actually very likely to play out. And the reason I know this, even though I'm a Bitcoin supporter, I'm also an investigative journalist, an award-winning journalist. I'm a lab scientist. I've been around a while. I've seen all kinds of stuff just like this go down. And they're coming for Bitcoin next. The globalists were late to the game. It took them a while to recognize that Bitcoin could actually be a threat to their system, their monopoly fiat currency system. So they let this go for a long time before doing anything. But those days are rapidly coming to an end. They're going to go after Bitcoin hard. And by the way, did you know that Coinbase, the online wallet, I think it's the largest Bitcoin wallet, is run almost entirely on Amazon cloud computing services. And Amazon is a front end to the CIA. And Amazon, if they're handed a government order that says shut down Bitcoin, they will comply in an instant. They won't even ask any questions. So the federal government can simply issue an order to Amazon to shut off Coinbase because Coinbase is suspected of being involved in money laundering linked to an act of terrorism against American citizens. And that's it. Your wallet's history, people. Just history. Gone. You think that can't happen? Well, then I'm sorry, you're just not very well informed about the way the world works and how corrupt everything actually is. And they're going to come after Bitcoin, and they're going to discredit it, and they're going to destroy it, and they're going to probably throw a lot of people in prison who have been involved in Bitcoin. And so I am trying to help you not get your ass thrown in prison, and I'm trying to help people not get burned by Bitcoin. And if you want to call me a hater for doing that, well, that's your choice. I respect your First Amendment rights. But you know, maybe I'll come visit you when you're in prison, and you can tell me then how sorry you are that you didn't listen, because they don't play nice at the globalist banking level. They don't play nice at all. They're coming after you. You're going to be the fall guy. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Check out more news on all of this at bitraped.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.